Chapter 1. Somewhere over the Pacific Ocean, Sunday, March 16th, 3:51 a.m. It was only a dream. A dumb, exhaustion-fueled dream. But knowing me, the way I hold on to stuff forever, I don't think I'll ever forget it. I'll probably always remember it as the dream. To begin with, my name is Wade Kaplan. I'm 13 years old and kind of a math geek. I live in Austin, Texas, though I haven't been there for a very long week. At the exact moment I was having the dream, my family and I were squished on the first of three endless flights from the tiny island of Guam in the South Pacific to New York City. We were on our way to meet someone who could help us understand what had happened yesterday, the day my stepmom, Sarah Kaplan, was kidnapped. More on that later. To go back a bit, Sarah married my astrophysicist dad, Roel Kaplan, 3 years ago, and her son, Daryl, became my new stepbrother and absolute best friend. While I was in the middle of the dream, Daryl was crammed into the row right next to me. Dad sat three seats beyond him across the aisle. Sandwiched between were Lily Kaplan, my cousin on my dad's side, and Becca Moore, her best friend. They were the last people I saw before I closed my eyes somewhere between Guam and Hawaii, and my dumb dreaming brain took over. I was in a cave. No, scratch that. I was in the cave. The cave where we had found the first of the 12 relics of the Copernicus legacy. Yep, that's what I said. The Copernicus legacy. You see, 500 years ago, in the early 16th century, the astronomer Nicolaus Copernicus went on a secret journey and uncovered the remains of a large astronomical instrument. This ancient device, a kind of oversized astrolabe, with seats in it, contained 12 amazing objects that gave the machine its unbelievable power. Power to travel. In time. That's right. The past, the future, the whole spectrum of time from the beginning to, well, I guess, the end of it. Anyway, Copernicus's mortal enemy, a guy named Albrecht von Hohenzollern, learned about the astrolabe. Albrecht was the grand master of the super powerful, incredibly secret, and seriously evil Knights of the Teutonic Order of ancient Prussia. Copernicus knew that if Albrecht and his order got hold of the time machine, they'd use it to rip the fabric of our universe to shreds. So Copernicus did the only thing he could do. He took the astrolabe apart and asked 12 friends around the world to hide and protect its 12 powerful relics. These men and women were called guardians. Okay, back to the dream. Every detail of the cave's stony walls had been downloaded onto my brain's hard drive. The rough limestone streaked with yellow and red. The constellations painted on every surface all the way up the tapering walls to the opening at the top. The blue handprint that pointed the way to the first relic and, above all, the incredible silence of the stone. The cave seemed nothing less than a kind of temple from another world. So I was standing in the center of the cave when, whoosh, there it was, with a cape and a velvet hat and a sword longer than your arm. Nicolaus Copernicus, the revolutionary astronomer who proved that the Earth revolved around the sun and not the other way around. He was standing not 10 feet away from me next to his awesome machine, a large sphere of iron and brass and bronze, in the center of which sat a pair of tufted seats. To be honest, the dream Copernicus looked a lot like my dad, with a beard and glasses. That was weird enough, but everyone else was in the cave too, and they were all sad, like someone had just died. Lily was sobbing like a baby. "Oh, Wade," she said. "Oh, Wade." Like Lily, Daryl was crying, but also shaking his head and stomping around like an angry bull. That's actually kind of what he's been doing ever since he heard about his mother, and I don't really blame him. Finally, I saw Becca, lying on the floor of the cave, not moving, her arms over her chest. I probably dreamed that because Becca was wounded in the cave in real life. But here she looked, you know, the opposite of alive. "Becca?" No answer. "What's going on? Somebody tell me!" Nobody told me anything.